My phone just dropped the call. This is on today's 8/30/2023, Deerbrook Emergency Hospital. On 8/28/2023, Dr. Hammeke, Hammeke, chart review. I attach it to the old one because it's continuation of the same thing. Next patient is NP, 4-year-old with flu-like symptoms, swab test negative, given treated conservatively. Mom did not, family didn't answer the phone. Next patient is NP, 29-year-old with insect bites on the neck, diagnosed with cellulitis, given Rocephin and Keflex. Last message. Next patient is JS, 14-year-old with a right earache, no infection, no meds given, diagnosed with otalgia. That number was left in the emergency room. Next patient, SB, 9-year-old with swelling of the left side of the head, status post fall, consistent with hematoma, no answer. Next patient, no CT was done either. Next patient is TL, 10-year-old with asthma exacerbation, treated with Xopenex prednisone, and another Xopenex treatment, sent home with prednisone, Xopenex, doing well now. Mom was very happy with the care. Next patient is SL, is a 5-year-old. Presented with symptoms of asthma, with history of asthma, bronchitis, exacerbation of asthma, treated with Xopenex and prednisone, and sent home with Xopenex and prednisone, doing well today. Mom was happy with the care. Next patient is SB, he's an 18-year-old with body ache, fever, nausea. Temp of 101, swab testing negative, UPT negative, UA showed UTI, treated with Bactrim DS. Left message. Next patient is CH, 15-year-old with assault at school. No CT was done. Tylenol for forehead pain. The mailbox was full. No loss of consciousness. Next patient is DM, 15-year-old with flu-like symptoms. Obese, negative swab tests. Seen by the nurse practitioner. Diagnosed with pharyngitis. Sent home with zithromycin. No voicemail was set up. Next patient is FD, 37-year-old woman with headache, stomachache, nausea, vomiting. Patient recently was switched from Ozempic to Manjara. Swab test negative, UA showed UTI. What's interesting about this case is that patient had a sugar of 152, CO2 of 15, very large amount of ketones in the urine, HNH of 18 and 54, consistent with hemoconcentration. Patient was seen by the nurse practitioner, was sent home. I called the patient to check on the patient. The husband said that patient is back in the hospital at Deerbrook. I could not find admission. Must have happened after midnight on the 30th. But I did talk to the nurse. They didn't know exactly what was causing her symptoms, but she was definitely a bounce back. So I took the liberty to talk to Mindy, whom I know, and she remembered the case very well. And we talked about the fact that she was so volume depleted that a liter of fluid and Zofran at home may have not been sufficient. She should have been looked at for observation, and Mindy agreed. Also, she must have considered pancreatitis with Ozempic, both Ozempic and Manjara, and she also agreed and said she will remember that for next time, and she will go upstairs and check on the patient and let me know if they found anything else regarding the cause of her nausea and vomiting. Also, DKA should have been considered, even the blood sugar was 150 with a CO2 of 15, or it could have been related to patient's nausea and vomiting. Nevertheless, Mindy was very interested in learning more about the patient and very receptive to the areas of concern and the fact that the patient did bounce back. Next patient is JL, is a 6-year-old with a cold symptom, swab test negative, diagnosed with viral syndrome, no treatment, left message. Next patient is KG, 65-year-old, flu-like symptom, temp of 101, positive COVID, positive sinusitis, treated with zithromycin, no chest x-ray was done. O2 sat was 100%. No answer at home. Next patient is OC, 2-year-old with a ear infection, positive strep, treated with zithromycin. Dad was very happy with the care received. That's it. Thank you.